Today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin, so we got to the very bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and the Gemara had introduced to us this concept that kol ha'omed lizrok kizarok dami and kol ha'omed liftos kifate dami. If an animal, there is that opportunity, that time when it was ra'oy to do the zrika, even though the zrika wasn't done, it's viewed as if it was already done. And if something was omed to be podet, to be redeemed, even though it wasn't already redeemed, it's considered kifate dami. So the Gemara yesterday brought a raya, the brisa that kol omid lizrok kizarok dami. So now we're up to the second part, in the bottom of ayin vav amid beis, the last two lines, v'chol ha'omid liftos kifado dami. Something, an animal that is right to be redeemed, even though it has not yet been redeemed, it's viewed as kipado already. This sani, the brisa tells us that Rabbi Shimon Omer, along with ayin zayin, para mitame tumas ochlin, hoyel v'hayisola shas hakosher. So look at Rashi. Paraduma mitama tumas ochlin. A paraduma is considered food. We already learned the concept that food can become tame. If a mace or a sharet or something touches food, so then the food becomes tame. There's a klal. It's a very important yisod to remind yourselves from the beginning of Baba Kama, Daf Beis Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, that there are avos and toldos when it comes to tumah v'tara. So the avos, when the ava tumah, like a mace or like the sharet, one of these eight shratzim, or a nevela, actually a different case, tzadi, or zav, or zava, nida, all these cases, it's metame food, ochel, mashke, and also it's metame begadim, and kalim, and other people. But if it's a tolda, if it only drops down to a tolda, it's one step removed from the initial tuma, then it's no longer able to be metame kalim and people, but it can still be metame food and liquids. Food and liquids are always more susceptible to tuma. Just like food gets dirtier easier than a person gets dirty. If a food fell on the floor, I wouldn't eat it anymore. If I fell on the floor, it wouldn't be an issue. I wouldn't be dirty. I wouldn't wipe myself up either. Just my hand touches the floor. That's fine. So to a tumah, food and liquid become tame much easier. So in terms of paraduma, it's considered food that it can become mitame. Why? Says Rashi, quoting the Gemara, the havi leshasa kosher leechel mishenishchata v'yardala taras ochel. The moment it is shechted, there's a shechita that takes place in the paraduma. So once it's shechted, that animal is roi to be eaten. You could eat the cow, and therefore it's considered food, and if someone or something tummy touches the paraduma after it's been shechted, it's considered tummy. Now on that, going now to the top of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, Amar Reish Lakish says, Omer Haya Rabbi Shimon, now he reinterprets Rabbi Shimon saying, Para Niftes Agave Marachta. Now, right now, the paraduma, it's been shechted. It's all set up on the maracha, on top of the wood and fire, ready to be burned and going through the process. So it can still be redeemed while it's ready on the maracha. Why? So look at Rashi, Amarish Lakish. Eiz Shasa Kosha Haisala. De Omer Hayar Bishimon Para Niftes Afilu Nishchata Al Hamaracha. Even though it's been shechted on the maracha, Kimishvat, and that's already set up on the maracha. The cow is dead, lying there on top of this fire in the wood. In matza acheres yafa mimenu. Let's say you find a better cow, a redder cow. V'zeu shasa kosher shala. V'yafa pitulo niftes afilu hachi mashrile ochlaho v'ru liftos. So the moment it was there, so now I find the better paraduma. So now what I'm supposed to do is take the kedusha out of the one that's already shechted, and now it's going to be a regular chulin animal. And now the new one's going to be my new paraduma. But I haven't yet been padoy my current paraduma, the one that's been shechted. Still, nonetheless, says Reish Lakish, interpreting Rabbi Shimon, the moment it's raw, the moment I find a better cow, this animal already is considered ochel and can become tame. Ah, isn't it paraduma? I didn't redeem it yet. It's still kodesh, it's still paraduma. The fact that it's potentially possible for me to redeem it, because there's a better paraduma, that alone makes it ochel, and if someone were to touch it, it has a din of ochel and would become tame. That's what he says. And therefore we conclude, Alma kol ha'omed liftos kipadoi damim. Any animal that is fit to be redeemed, even though it has not yet been redeemed, is considered kipadoi damim. Okay. So those are the two rayas that we find the concept, going back to yesterday's daf, of kol ha'roi lizrok kizarok damim and kol ha'roi liftos kipadoi damim. Now the Gemara wants to know, Bishmal Rabbi Yochanan lo amar kreish lakish. So now we're going back to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish from yesterday. So let's review what we learned yesterday. And yesterday's daf was in the bottom of Ayin Vav. We wanted to know a situation about shechting the animal where it's going to be a shechita haruya. Remember, we had, according to Rabbi Shimon, to be chayv tevichel mechira, that tevicha for dalvehe has to be a good shechita, where it's right to eat the animal. But if you, let's say you were to shecht a treifa animal, which you can't eat, that's not called a shechita. So if I steal an animal from you, and it's a treifa, and I shecht it, I'm not chayv dalvehe, because I can't eat from that shechita, according to Rabbi Shimon. So then he says also, let's say you shecht an animal, like we're trying to figure out a case of kudshim. So the case of kudshim, and he says, if I shecht kudshim, I'm also going to be chayv dalvehe. But the Gemara asks why. I can't eat a kudshim animal that's been shechted. So we had a few different answers. So one answer we had was in the world of Rabbi Yochanan, we were talking about a carbon that was tamim, that was not a bamum, but it was a ra'ay to the mizbeach, and it was shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash, but it spilled. Nishpach Adam. So since the blood was spilled, so I never fulfilled this chiv. And then the other suggestion within Rabbi Yochanan was that you shechted it not l'shem the bailam. It was a good shechita inside, but it wasn't fulfilling his obligation, so he still has an outstanding chiv, that's why I owe him money. But it was a good shechita. The point is, it was a good shechita inside the Beis HaMikdash, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish says, no, we're talking about a bal mum, an animal that was a bal mum that was shechted outside. But since it was a bal mum, and I shechted, that's considered, I can eat from that shechita. So those, Rabbi Yochanan was a tumim animal, Rish Lakish was a bal mum. So now the Gemara wants to know, three lines down on Ayin Zayin Amabiz. Bishlama Rabbi Yochanan lo amar Reish Lakish. I understand Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to say the case of Baal Mum like Reish Lakish. The Kabai Lok made Lamas Nisan Afil Batmimim. He wanted to say that our Mishnah was talking about even a Tumim animal. And Kol Shekein Rashi is a Baal Mum. If I shech the Baal Mum b'chutz, that was obviously, that's going to be a good shechit if I shech the Baal Mum. An animal that's a carbon that comes a Baal Mum. He wanted to teach a case, even a Tumim, which normally I can't eat a carbon that's tamim, he could create a situation that the shechita can still be a good shechita on a tamim animal. That we understand Rabbi Yochanan. Ela Reish Lakish, my time alo amar Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't he want to be also more expansive and speak about every case he could possibly speak about? So Amar Lecha, Reish Lakish responds, V'tavcha o'macho. The pasuk connects to Tevicha Mechira. Right? So, says the Gemara, Kol Hecha de'isa b'mechira isa b'tevicha. There's this connection between the two. Any situation where you can sell it, that's where you could have the issur of tevicha and shechting it for dal v'hei. But v'chol heicha de lesa b'mechira, whenever you can't sell it, then lesa b'tevicha, then you can't shecht it. So have to have a situation, the object that's been stolen has to be roi for both mechira tevicha, but if it's only roi for one of them, then it's not included. Meaning what? So v'hani kachim, hoyel v'dechi mazmin kachim lo havi mechira. If I want to sell kudshim animal, if I've got an animal that's tamim, it's kadosh, it's already been makdish as a carbon, it's tamim, I can't sell it, sell it doesn't work, so if I'm selling it doesn't work, lesna b'tevicha. Says Reish Lakish, by this connection of tevicha mechira, so if the mechira doesn't work for kudshim, that means tevicha also doesn't work for kudshim. So even though you're right, if I shech the animal, the tamim animal, and it would be a good shechita, it would be bifnim, and it wouldn't be shalol shem bailam, or it would be nishpach adam. It would be a good shechit, and I could eat from it, perhaps. So, still, nonetheless, it's not chayv in dal v'hei, because there's a gzer sekosiv that I'm not chayv dal v'hei on something that's roi for tvicha, if it's not roi for mechira. That's where Reish Lakish is coming from. And if Yochanan doesn't care, if Yochanan doesn't make such a josh, he doesn't care if something is just for tvicha, even though it can't be mechira, or vice versa. If it could just work for mechira, and tvicha doesn't work, you would still be chayv dal v'hei. And the Gemara says, "Ozdu l'tamayu." Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish go according to the shitas to itmar by another machlokas. Hamocher treifa. A person sells a treifa. He steals an animal that's a treifa, and then he sells it. L'divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, according to in his world, who hold, what does Rabbi Shimon hold? That there is no shechita. When you shech the treifa, you're not chayv d'alvehei, because it's not a shechita haruya. So what if you sell it though? You could sell a treif animal, you could sell it to a guy. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, you're chayv. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayv on selling a treif animal. You're chayv dal v'hei. For Reish Lakish Amar, you're potter for selling dal v'hei. What's the machlokas? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, you're chayv for selling it. Afa gav de lesa betvicha. Even though you can't shech the animal, the shech thing isn't a good shechita, isa b'mechir, you could still sell it. Rabbi Yochanan thinks they're two different inyanim. Mechira and Tzvicha, they're very different. However, Reish Lakish goes according to his Shita, Amar Pater, why? Came into Lesa B'Tzvicha, Lesa B'Mechira. Since you can't shecht a treif animal according to Bishimon, meaning that shechting a treif animal won't result in dal v'hei, so too by this hekesh, selling a treif animal, you won't be chayiv dal v'hei lefi Rabbi Shimon. Could you look at, there's a small Tosus for a second, the last few lines here, the last few narrow lines. Tosus writes, Kol hecha de'isa b'mechir isa b'tvicha. So he says, Mocher b'shabes t'chayiv afagav d'im tavach pater. So what's halach? If you shecht an animal on Shabbos, you steal an animal and you shecht it, you're pater dal v'hei, because kam le'b'di rabbi minei, you're chayiv misa, so you're pater from dal v'hei. But if you were to sell an animal on Shabbos, you'd be chai, because selling on Shabbos is not an Isser deraisa. Selling is a mission Be'er says it's an Isser mederbanan. So if I sell an animal that I stole, I would be chai dal v'hei. So mechira on Shabbos is a dal v'hei, but tvicha on Shabbos isn't dal v'hei. So that's a kashya on Rish Lakish, that he says there, he says you can never have the different, you can never separate between the two. So Gemara says, no, hahi behema be'isa betvicha b'chol. No. That animal, if I shecht it during the week, on a weekday, it would be a good shechita. It just happens to be a Shabbos. There's a chil Shabbos, so come in with the rabbi minei. But really, shechting on this animal works. As opposed to a trefa, the shechting on a trefa would never be a good shechita.
So first, Tosis doesn't answer that. You said before that esna maser Torah afilu ba'alima. There's still a chiyuv there.
That's what you would have thought he would have answered. There is a chiyuv. But in fact, that he gives a different answer. It sounds like the chiyuv doesn't exist. Very good. Okay. Gemara says halfway down now, Eisivei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Ganav Kalayim V'Tavcho. Let's say you steal an animal, that's Kalayim, Rashi says, Ganav Kalayim, this is around eight narrow lines down. Mikivsa V'Tayish Ba. Different animals. Kivsa is what, a sheep? Tayish is what, a ram, they say? What do you say it is? I always get confused.
Lamb,
is it? Someone stole it, huh?
Is
it a goat, yeah? It could be. I get very confused between all these different things. And I know Aze is a goat. Could be Taish, like a young goat. Kid, right? They call it a kid. Nothing doing there? Okay. All right. Either way, two different animals. So one's a Kivsa, one's a Taish, and it's Kalayim. So you still Kalayim. So the Gemara says, V'tavcho, and you shecht it. And let's say Trefa, Umachon, you sell it. You're Meshalem Tashlumei Arba V'chamisha. So that's what you see here. You can, even though you sell the trefa, even though shechting a trefa is not chayiv, selling a trefa, you will be chayiv. My love, Rabbi Shimon, who is not Rabbi Shimon, he? And Alma, we can conclude from here, says Rabbi Yochanan. Afagav the lesser betficha, even though you can't shecht the trefa, meaning the shechting of the trefa won't result in dal v'hei, it's a mechira. If you were to sell the trefa, it would result in dal v'hei. So the Gemara says, no, Amrlei Rabbi, Amrlei, lo, Rabbanan, this is the Rabbanan. Rabbanan hold that there's no difference between Tvicha and Mechira. You can't have one without the other. But according to Rabbi Shimon, in Echanami, he would say you'd be potter for selling a Trefa. So the Gemara says, wait a second. E Rabbanan, Trefa b'Mechira, Isa b'Zvicha Lesa? If Rabbanan authored this Brisa, so why would they say if you sell a Trefa? That implies that Shechting a Trefa wouldn't work. The shechting trefa wouldn't work, wouldn't result in dal v'hei. But we know Rabbanan say that it does result in dal v'hei. So it can't be that the Rabbanan are the authors. Ella must be Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon must be the author of this brisa. So kalayim, so if that's the case, so right now we have Rabbi Shimon's the author, and he says selling a trefa would result in dal v'hei. So this is a kasha against Reish Lakish. So Gemara says, wait a second, if Rabbi Shimon is really the author, so kalayim betvicha isa b'mechir lesa, so kalayim, so I could shecht klayim, and that would result in dal v'hei. But if I sell klayim, it wouldn't result in dal v'hei. What's the issur in selling klayim? So ella, it must be tana tvicha v'hu adin l'mechira. So when the Gemara said, when the Brisa says, got enough klayim v'tavcha, you shecht it. And it means, oh, hu adin if you sell it, there's no difference. So ella, if that's the case, ema l'rabbanan nami. So then now, if we establish that, you could say that even the Rabbanan authored this Brisa and say Tana Mechira, that they said when it comes to Trefa, you could sell it. But who then the Tvicha, you could also do Shechita as well. And it's not a question to Reish Lakish. So then Rabbi Yochanan says back to Reish Lakish, you can't say that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lecha, Hai Mai. E Amis Bishlama, Rabbi Shimon, if it says Rabbi Shimon is the author, so I did the Tana B'Trefa Chada, Tain Klein B'Chada. Once, if Rabbi Shimon is the author, so you can only teach Trefa in one scenario, that selling results in Dal V'Hei. So once you teach one scenario for treifa, they wanted to be consistent. They gave one example for klaim as well. Bein Achanami, they could have taught both cases for klaim. Eliyam is Rabbanan. Rabbanan really the author. And they say, Tvicha Mechira, both on treifa and klaim, would result in dal vehei, narvinu v'nisnanu. They should have mixed everything together and taught as follows. Ganav klaim treifa, if you shecht klaim or treifa animal, tavcharu machar, you either sell it or you shecht it, Mishalim Tashumi Arba V'chamisha. If their banan were really the authors, that's how it should have been written. And the fact that they separated it tells us that Rabbi Shimon really is the author, and Zakasha, according to Reish Lakish. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, above we mentioned this strange line about Kalayim. Gemara is going on that point that selling Kalayim, rather shechting Kalayim, would result in Dal Behe. So what exactly is the source that Kalayim is included? And why would you think otherwise? So the Gemara says, Kalayim sexiv. It says, se. V'amar Rava, ze bona'av, komakum shenemar se, enu ela lahotzi es haklayim. So how could that be? We had this klal, whenever it says the word se, it means dafka se, and it can't be a combination of a se. And a se, by the way, I think is a more, you know, remember in biology, we used to have like these science terms, there's like a family, I don't need, you know, they're the cat family, and then there are lions. What were they called?
Genus and species.
And then there are more breakdowns. Right. So I think se... Okay, species is the most specific one? Okay. So I think se is above keves and an ace. Right, we say per Pesach, a Karm Pesach could be... What's the pasuk? Ki yavi ezo keves?
Shor
v'chesek, yeah. It's not Shor v'chesek. No. Not for Karm Pesach.
No.
Yeah. An ace and a keves, I think. It says se also, se latamim,
yeah,
but also says elsewhere, a's and keves. Yeah, there you go.
A hybrid, yeah.
So it's a hybrid, it says?
Yes.
A set, really? A set? I thought se was a more generic term, like the family, let's say, and then there's a goat and a sheep underneath a set. So it says a combination of a goat and a sheep?
Doesn't give the explanation, just says hybrid.
But then the kalayim is a hybrid, though.
Yeah.
So se, I think, is just the broader term of including a goat and a sheep.
It says a stolen hybrid, yeah.
Okay. So, you see, either way, whenever the word se is, it means to exclude a klaim. Yeah. Only a se, only a aes or keves. So how come we're including, if it says se, as one of the examples of something that you steal and you have to pay dal vehei, kef on dal vehei, so why do we say klaim is subject to that? It should be excluded from the fact that it says se. So Gemara says, Shaini Hacha, and Damar Kra, oh. The Pasuk says, oh.
Yeah,
what does it say?
Se is a term that encompasses both goats and sheep.
Ah, beautiful.
In its literal sense, a cross between a goat and a sheep as well.
Ah, okay, that's what you were saying then. Either a cross or encompasses both of them.
But it generally means to denote only a purebred goat or a purebred sheep, not a cross between the two.
Okay, fine. So that's what it means here, because otherwise it's saying Dafkin excludes Klein.
Right.
So how come here? So whenever the word says used in the pasuk, it excludes klaim. But here we said it's included. We're including klaim in Geneva. So the Gemara says again, shiny hacha. Here's different. The Amar the pasuk says, oh, the rabos is a klaim. The word oh comes to include klaim. The word oh is extra. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. V'chol oh, the rabos, who is this a klal that whenever the word oh is used, it's always coming to include something? V'hatane, doesn't the Braisa say this is show a chesef oiz? That's what you're referring to before. Sure, chesev. This is referring to The pasuk says, you have to wait 7 days, and on the 8th day, the first time you're allowed to bring a carbon. So in that pasuk it says, shor o chesev. Prat l'klaim, as opposed to a klaim animal that's been a crossbreed, you would not have to wait. Seemingly you could even shecht it on the first day. Says Rashi, no, different than what I said actually. Rashi says, prat l'klaim, depossel a carbon. You can never bring it as a carbon. Klaim is possel for a carbon. O'ez, it says, why there O'ez? Prat l'nidba. A nidba is an animal, Rashi says, deino dom elaviv lolimo, shabam me'ayil v'rachel v'dom el'ez. It comes from a ram and a female sheep, and it's similar to a goat. So it doesn't look like either one of its parents, but it comes from the parents. That's a nidba.
They call it a mutant.
Like a mutant? Okay, fine. There are a lot of Gemaras about this in Chulin. English is very helpful, by the way. Okay, I have these terms. I don't know what to do with it. Nidba, mutant. Okay. So it doesn't look like the parents. So that's called a nidma. That's also excluded. Now, nidma is not klayim, though. Even though Rachel and Aids are different animals, it's not considered klayim, it's called nidma. So we see that the word here, oh, is being used to exclude klayim, not coming to include klayim. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Hacha minyana dekrav, Hacha minyana dekrav. It depends on the context. Where, what was before him? What was the default? What did we assume? And was oh needed to exclude or include something? So let's hear. So Gemara explains. Hacha gavi gineva with regards to stealing. Dichter the pasuk says shor oser. This is the pasuk, and it says tvachol machra, the continuation of the pasuk. She'iat hayachal lahotzi klayim mibineim. You can't get klayim from these two. So the word oh must be the rabbi's klayim. I mean, shor oser wouldn't include the word klayim. Look at Rashi, the last Rashi in the Amud here. Gavi gneva dechsev shor oser de'ilo havaksev o lirabos lo mishame klayim minayo. If it didn't say the word or, it just said shor oser, let's say, I wouldn't include a klayim from those two. Sharei ein misabrim zemizev shen iburim shavet de'behem agasa yoladesh letisha v'daka lechamisha. Rashi is telling us a very important klal that you can't crossbreed two types of animals. One's a wild animal, one's a domesticated animal. They don't crossbreed, and they have to be similar in terms of how long they are pregnant for. So the behemah gasa, the shor, cannot have become pregnant or either way from the behemah daka. That's a 9-month pregnancy, so it won't even work. There's nothing to talk about. It's only shor or se. So hilkach, Rashi continues. Oh, the ribuya also, it's coming to include, but oh, must be, beforehand, klayim was excluded, so oh is extra, so it must be including something. But back to the Gemara now, the last two lines, gave, last word in the line, now gave kodshim, dichsiv kesev ve'ez, shatayachal otzi klayim. A kesev and ez, both are domesticated animals. I assume they're both 9-month pregnancies, let's say. So therefore, they can crossbreed. So you would say that they are subject to klayim. You can bring klayim for a karbon. Comes the word, mibinei, oh, lemaitu. Must be the oh is going to exclude klayim from karbonos. And that's the point here. We should stop here now. The Ein Ches goes into this, continues the topic, but it goes well into the next stuff. So we'll pick it up tomorrow here. All right, everyone, have a wonderful day.